the Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Mann.
Brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, Anderson McQuaid Architectural Molding, New England Fat Loss, and Jordan's Furniture.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Do I think sign stealing is wrong? No, I don't. I guess it depends how you do it, but I've never thought it's wrong. I guess everybody in the game that's been involved with it and throughout the years, it's an edge. People are trying to win however they can. It's an edge that they try to gain. And sometimes, your sophistication of signs can make a difference.
So here we go. Here we go. Another cheating scandal involving a team from Boston. 617-779-0985 is your number here on the Baseball Report. It's Jimmy Stewart, our producer. Let's open up the phone lines right away. A lot of people haven't heard about this story yet, or if they have, they've just now starting to hear about it. So this broke this afternoon, courtesy of the New York Times, which was courtesy of the New York Yankees. I have no doubt that the Yankees leaked this to the Times. And the Red Sox, boy, did they look bad. They look like a bunch of clowns in this thing. One more time, 617-779-0985. Here is the headline on the story that appeared in the New York Times this afternoon. It showed up on my Twitter feed, and before we were on the air, before I could read it, Jim Murray basically did that for us. But investigators from Major League Baseball have determined that the Boston Red Sox executed a scheme to illicitly steal hand signals from opponents' catchers in games against the second-place Yankees and other teams, according to several people briefed on the matter. Then the story goes on to say the details or specify the details of how the Red Sox executed this. Again, I'll read to you more from the story, which was written by Michael S. Schmidt. He goes on to write, the Yankees, who had long been suspicious of the Red Sox stealing catcher signs at Fenway Park, contended the video showed a member of the Red Sox training staff looking at his Apple Watch in the dugout and then relaying a message to players who may have been able to use the information to know the type of pitch that was going to be thrown, according to people familiar with the case. So, now, what you heard at the beginning of the program was Dave Dombrowski refuting that this was a big deal, but I wonder, Commissioner Rob Manfred is at Fenway Park tonight, apparently is going to speak on the matter. There is going to be some sort of discipline coming here for the Red Sox. I don't think it's going to be anything that will affect them here in the short term. That this story, at one point, suggests that the Red Sox, that there are people who wanted the Red Sox to have victories taken away. That's not going to happen. Okay, that's not going to happen. But a fine, maybe a loss of draft picks, maybe some international signing freedoms or whatever, something from their budget, restrictions, I should say, that could happen. I would rule out nothing. And just to go on with some of the details of the story. The Red Sox told league investigators, that's an important point too, by the way, the Red Sox admitted that this happened. Okay, they've admitted that this happened. The Red Sox told league investigators that team personnel scanning instant replay video were electronically sending the pitch signs to the trainers who were then passing the information to the players. Story also says that the Red Sox told league investigators that John Farrell, Dave Dombrowski, and other front office officials were not aware of the sign-stealing operation, the people said. Murray, before we go on, do you believe any of that? Do you believe that John Farrell did not know about this?
No, I don't. There's part of me that does, because he doesn't really strike me as the brightest guy that's sitting in that clubhouse, and it feels like he doesn't have all that much control at times, but please. I mean, I feel like part of the reason that that Major League Baseball is not going to come down all that hard on this, because it feels like it's universally accepted, stealing signs. I think that's why Dave Dombrowski was so upfront about this whole thing.
Well,
and that
it
clip
is
that you played at the top of the hour.
Okay, it is. I think it is widely accepted that if you want to steal a sign from second base, go ahead. That's just sort of one of the games within the game. And then if they catch in, someone gets in the batter's box, you drill them. You hit them in the kneecap, you hit them in the ass, you hit them in the back, you do whatever you want. Like, that's sort of how the game polices itself. Where this is different is the Apple Watches, right? So remember, the Red Sox, like all personnel, like all teams, have personnel in the clubhouse now watching video replays to determine whether or not the Red Sox should challenge a call. So when you see Gary DeSarcina get in the dugout on the phone and call back to the clubhouse, he's asking, hey, should we challenge? DeSarcina then tells Farrell, who relays it to the umpires, and there you go. Well, these guys watching that video, and one of the questions I have is that feed different from what we see? Like, are they privy to other cameras and other views? So those guys back there are stealing signs, and then they are calling the trainers. I'm sorry, they're messaging the trainers on the Apple Watches. Messaging them, the trainers get the information, relay it to the players so that they can steal signs from second base, which I think is comical. It is absolutely 100% comical, especially when you consider the fact that the Red Sox haven't hit in most of these games against the Yankees.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of steps for something that ultimately didn't help them.
Holy smokes, and they look like a bunch of clowns. They look like a bunch of clowns.
But yeah, there's no way that Farrell didn't know. Come on.
So there's there are a million ways to spin off of this story, Murray. One of which is, what is the real transgression? Certainly you can go down that road, and what does the penalty do? And the Red Sox have since filed a complaint against the Yankees, saying that the Yankees steal signs in New York using the Yes cameras at Yankee Stadium. Right? So that's one element in this thing. The other is that this is now all going on, or it has come to light. And John Farrell commented on it, too, and I'll ask Jimmy Stewart, our producer, if we can play the cut from John Farrell. Farrell was the first asked about it over at Fenway Park today, gave a very sort of bland, quick answer, and frankly, I don't believe that John Farrell did know. I think John Farrell did know. They're going to insulate the manager from this, but we had a couple of callers in the last program wonder whether this does create an opportunity, if that's what you want to call it, for the Red Sox to fire the manager. After the season, if they fail, is this another thing they can use against Farrell? Here's what Farrell said.
Aware of the rule. Electronic devices are not to be used in the dugout. But beyond that, the only thing I can say, it's a league matter at this point.
Okay, aware of the rule, which is the same thing he said when he went to pull, who was it, Addison Reed out of the game, and he couldn't pull him out of the game in the middle of the at-bat. He was aware of the rule. He broke it, or tried to, till the umpire stopped him. But in this case, it does. It feels like the Red Sox got caught red-handed. And at the end of the story, if you want a good chuckle, there were two references to the Patriots who had nothing to do with this and have no connection to the Red Sox other than they play in the same city. But New York being New York, they couldn't resist taking a shot at the Patriots. So again, 617-779-0985. We'll have that as part of the discussion. But to me, more importantly, the question that really has to be asked at this stage, given the way things have gone over the last several days, is how much faith do you have in the Red Sox? How much faith do you have in the baseball team on the field? Look at what happened in New York over the weekend. You lose 3 out of 4 to the Yankees, and yet you still come out of there with a 3.5-game lead. You come home to play Toronto, and you're in a homestand here against relatively bad competition, definitely inferior competition. Rick Porcello goes out there last night and gets his brains beat in, and New York, now 2.5 out in the division. 2.5. And you want to know how fine that line is? Thankfully, you don't have any head-to-head games left with the Yankees. But if Doug Fister had lost in that series over the weekend, you would be tied in the loss column right now with New York. As it is, the Red Sox hold a 2.5-game lead, 2 in the loss column, with basically 4 weeks of the season to go. Incredibly, believe it or not, I happen to think that they're still in control of this thing.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Radio.com. Radio.com.
Ho, ho, ho! You know, many find it hard to believe I own a sleigh that can fly. But you know what I find hard to believe? The unbelievable offers going on at the winter event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back with incredible offers on the sporty CLA, the thrilling C-Class, the versatile GLA, the safe and secure GLE, the innovative GLC, and of course, the unequaled E-Class. But hurry, because these sleighs are going fast. Visit mbusa.com/winter event. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.